You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, nigga. Marijuana.
Sure is. I'm joined in studio by Chris Fowley and old mate Bridges here as well.
Yeah.
Big fan
Good
of the
afternoon.
Day. Hey, bro, how's it going?
Very well.
Good to get out of the house?
It's a rush every time.
Damn, I hate to make you rush for 420. That's horrible.
I know. I'm normally always late, suspiciously.
For the uninitiated, this is where we touch on what's been going on in the media in New Zealand to do with marijuana and just general local activities, et cetera, et cetera. What's on the tip of everybody's tongue this week, would you argue, gentlemen?
Three things for me. J-Day. The hemp foods, hemp seed foods, which is huge, and Māori Party joining the Decrim bandwagon.
Now, you're on Māori television.
Tuesday.
Bridge tells me.
Cool.
Was on a cool Media interview, Take,
It was really interesting. Marama Fox came on, and she wanted to have a conversation, and we did have interesting conversation, which a lot of it revolved around having a conversation.
Oh, that's nice. That's always nice.
And that she supports Decrim, but apparently they always supported Decrim, but they didn't want to call it Decrim. So now they are happy to call it Decrim, which is awesome, because that's a bit of a word that some people have a hang up with, like legalization. So before that, they did support it, but they didn't want to call it that. So now they do want to call it that. So that just shows times are changing. You know, it's more acceptable. It's not like a political kind of death sort of thing that they used to think it was, you know?
Not taboo.
Yeah. And then, you know, they want to have a conversation around legalization too. And the interesting thing there was the motivation was, and this is what I often find, it's not evidence and facts and figures, it's personal experience. And for Marama Fox, the personal experience was what's been happening with people in her family when they've gone to get some weed from the tinny shop and all they can find is pee.
Right.
Apparently, right? This is what she says on the TV. So, you know, for her, that was that experience that has
quite a different thing.
Whatever the reason, you know, it's the right outcome to, you know, because you want to, if we want to get pee out of the tinny shops, and if we want to in fact close the tinny shops down and replace them with proper coffee shops and regulated cafes, you know, it's only one way to do it, and that's to legalize it.
True. Now, that the words legalize and decriminalize, how would you explain decriminalized? Literally, just so if you've got weed, you can't get like arrested. But legalized—that's not necessarily legalized, right?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like a two-step system, kind of thing.
Decrim is anything that takes away the criminal penalty, so that actually includes legalization.
Right.
Decrim's the wider one, right?
So,
some forms of decrim you could call partial prohibition because it's still an offence; it's just not a criminal offence. So that's part of the confusion too, is that the same rules can be described in different ways. You could call it partial prohibition, or you could call it decrim, and you're talking about the same thing. Legalization is when you form a market. Often people think, oh, that means no rules. You know, when you legalize, you take away the rules and you leave left with nothing.
But it's quite the opposite, it sounds.
It's quite the opposite. It's actually so many rules.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of countries around the world now that are going through that, and states in America and stuff, where they have to work all these rules out. And they can be pretty tricky, but they're different everywhere you go. And the model that I really like is the cannabis social clubs, where it's members only, they're private, they're grassroots, you form your own club. And you grow your own cannabis.
Do you have your own equivalent of a mug hanging on the wall?
You can. That could be like your bomb.
That's fucking mad.
That's pretty cool though.
Sign me up.
Because then it kind of like takes away from, like, especially like in the States, I saw like a lot of that kind of like big money, like big green, if you know what I mean. Like that kind of
I don't know what you mean.
That like huge like massive corporate kind of approach to growing, and because like you have medicinal and everything like that, so there's obviously a big market for that. But then like when it came to recreational use, that was still like a very kind of commercial venture. There wasn't as much.
Yeah, it depends which state you're in. But and even then the biggest companies over there are pretty small by regular company standards, if you know what I mean. I mean, they seem big to us, but, you know, compared to, say, a company here like Comvita or, I don't know, you know what I mean. Their turnover is in the millions, but it's not in the billions.
Yeah.
And corporate tobacco and alcohol companies haven't got involved. And I also think, well, people often say that about legalization, that all these, the scary kind of end of pharmaceuticals and tobacco companies and that are going to take over. Mm. But that hasn't happened anywhere in the world that's legalized. They still don't want to get involved. And you can have rules that stop that happening anyway.
Okay, cool. That'd be good. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, keep it in the hands of the people.
I remember seeing those like those pictures online of like Marlboro Greens and things like that.
Nah, they're just internet Photoshop crap.
I got real scared when I saw that though. Seriously.
No, I thought I see where the, like that's where it's headed, right? Like that's inevitable, isn't it? For like Benson Hedges to do their own weed or whatever. Like, isn't that kind of?
Well, they're on a different buzz because like,
but that buzz is declining, right?
Yeah, I guess so. To some extent, I suppose so. Yeah.
But you know, if we don't want it to happen, we just put a rule in under legalization that
a
tobacco company can't do it, and then there you go.
Whereas the thing is that, like, I guess you've just got to make a definition of what type of company shouldn't be able to run one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, but this is, again, if you have cannabis social clubs, those questions are just irrelevant because
you're
doing your own club, you know, and that's the case in Spain where there are hundreds, there's Uruguay, there's some in Belgium, there's some in England, there's some in other parts of Europe, you know, and there have been some in New Zealand before as well. So.
Yeah.
Now, this hemp, edible hemp scenario, what's the dealio there?
This is so exciting. It's
been dubbed as a bit of a micro step by some. I've just opened up an article here. New Zealand Industrial Hemp Association Chairman Mac McIntosh says the government should have included leaves and flowering tops in the decision to allow hemp seed to be sold as a food source. Now, is that what? So, what are they allowing then? Just literally like
just allowing the seeds, and the seeds have to be dehulled as well, which is where you, take the shell off the outside, and you're just left with
like
this
husking
little inner
scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, so that has to happen. That gets
they're done by
the,
hand, I guess. So at this point,
No, there are machines. You got to get them. But the police and customs were saying, well, if we come across people with seeds, how do we know if they're marijuana or hemp seeds? And so by dehulling them, that just gets rid of that argument, you know. But what it also does is it means that a lot of hemp food products they won't be able to get into that are made from other parts of the plant.
Because I thought when it comes to hemp, it's like the leaf is where it's at. But obviously I'm wrong.
It depends what you're after. If you want the protein and the omegas and things, then you're after the seeds.
But if you're making fabrics and stuff, do you want the leaf, right?
That's the stalk.
Yeah.
And if you want the more medicinal end with terpenes and cannabinoids, then you want the flowers and the leaves.
Yeah. So when it comes to the seeds, being that they have been legalized now, they is that nutritionally, is there much difference between dehulled and not hulled and you know all there?
The main difference is by dehulling it, you get less fiber in your finished product.
Yeah.
But the fiber with if it's not hulled is like around 30% or something. So it's a lot, right? So. That's not anything major, but and then you end up as percentage-wise, you're higher in protein because you've taken away stuff that isn't protein.
So I guess it's more protein.
Yeah, it's probably good, you know, better for the consumer because in terms of that end product, the market would want to have hulled seeds and food products anyway because it's smoother and cleaner and nicer tasting and everything for the consumer.
Yeah.
But we would also want to be able to make other products like hemp beer or beverages or
I saw that the hemp beer thing.
Well, even say like lollipops and candy and things. I mean, these involve flavors that are taken from the flowers of the hemp plant. They're not psychoactive at all, but they're taking the flavors out and putting them into things like hemp lollipops and things. Well, that actually won't be allowed under this thing because it's only hemp seed. So there's like basic hemp products that you can get all over the world. And remember, it's only Australia and New Zealand that ever banned hemp foods. Every other country in the world, no problem.
So
we're going to have these different rules still to everyone. It's a step forward, but it doesn't equalize it. We're still going to be tougher than other countries.
And so how do things like milk, for example? Cause
that will be fine. That will be allowed.
Milk's all good? Okay, cool. Because that was a big one for me.
Hemp milk?
Yeah, hemp milk's beautiful, man.
What?
It's so good for you.
Tell me that it's green.
In terms of, when it comes to like non-dairy alternatives for milk, it's the most nutritionally dense one out there by
really?
Far. Yeah, because it's got like
delicious.
All your...
Better than almond?
Yeah, way better.
Better than soy?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Better than another one I don't know?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Definitely. And, you know, like things like almond have a lot of difficulty because they use so much water to grow them. They're actually like ecologically like fucked.
Right.
In terms of like... you know, what they actually do to the planet and everything to get the milk, and then they're nowhere near as nutritionally beneficial anyway. Like with hemp, you're getting omega-3, 6, and 9. in like their perfect ratios.
Oh my god, good
all
luck.
Of your essential amino
good luck getting
acids.
getting milk made here at the moment with all the cows and whatnot. We're quite invested.
Yeah.
We're quite invested in them cows, mate.
Yeah, it's like, kind of complicated.
Are you sure
though?
You can't have cow milk?
I'm 100% sure.
Are you
I can't
positive?
Have
you tried Green Top?
Yeah. No, that's definitely one that I can't have.
Well, I guess I had one little dumb little kicker. Somebody, the police in the States found a bunch of weed in a coffin.
Oh.
Cool. People were just using a coffin to cruise around weed or something.
Was it in like a...
Not much of a story, really. State? The best thing about the story is the hearse was cruising to a town called Tombstone.
Whoa.
That's about as good as the synergy gets in that story. the police caught some stuff. Nice one, cops.
The imagery is nice.
Yeah. Let's I guess we jump back on this weekend and reiterate what's happening on Saturday.
Saturday is J-Day.
Yeah, can we be specific?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
What are the proceedings for our Auckland? Oh, actually, should we take this phone call? Look, let's just because we're polite like that. Hello, BFM.
Hey, bro. How are you?
G'day, my bro.
Hey. Can you buy hemp from like a shop, or do you have to buy it online?
Chris can answer that one.
Ooh, you can't get it yet. It used to be available until someone let the government know.
Don't look at me, mate.
Fucking government. Yeah.
Then it all got taken off shelves. Now, they're saying it might still be 18 months away. They're talking that they're going to have to change the law to allow it. And I was thinking, what law actually needs changing to allow hemp food? So that made me think, well, maybe they're going to change the Misuse of Drugs Act in some way to allow some sort of permissible level of cannabinoid, because that's what it is in Australia.
Right.
You can have 2% contamination by cannabinoids food products. So.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Keep it.
We look forward to that contamination.
We'll let you know on this segment, no doubt. So just keep it locked. Later, brother. Nice guy.
Yeah, it's a good point to make, though, is that it's not until the end of next year, because I got real excited. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to go to the shop and buy some like hemp milk tomorrow morning. I'm going to make like coffees for everyone and all this type of thing. And then, nah, not until the end of next year.
Yeah, but people might just start doing it because they've all heard, you know. Oh, it's legal now, you know.
Yeah.
Back to J-Day.
Back to J-Day. So this weekend...
What can we say about the Auckland edition?
Well, we kick off at high noon. Which is always a good time to start.
Glorious.
Glorious indeed. I'm picking a nice day in Albert Park.
Oh, is it? Actually,
yep.
I haven't.
We've done all our little rituals to the weather gods and things. So we have Jaffa Mafia with their massive sound system.
Yo.
That is, you know,
it is strong.
World famous.
Yeah.
And what do we have?
We've written it down. We've got the orders sorted.
We were literally just doing it right then. We were working it out. We've got some nice speeches. We've got the Auckland Patients Group, who did the march the other week.
Right.
Doing a little tea party in the park there. And so that's so you can have a sit down and a chat and
relax.
You know, get to know each other. And but also that they want to let people know how they can talk to their elders and how elders can talk to the youngsters.
Right,
and
right.
That kind of thing,
really,
you know.
Cool.
Get everyone talking.
Powerful.
On the same page.
Yeah, that's really cool. I can say that the Mighty Herbsman will be playing.
Yes.
Do we have like rough times? Can we say that now, or should we just say?
Go on.
What have we got there? Right. Oh, sorry. Mia, one half of Heavy, fantastic Mia, will be playing at about 2:30 ish.
Is that it?
2:00.
2:00. Okay, and then we'll have the Mighty Herbsman, a fantastic reggae band. They'll be playing at about 3:35, and then a special performance by Fats White.
Yep.
And but what else? There's something else slipped in there that I've missed.
Ooh,
isn't it?
There is.
I just leave you there.
There is.
So exciting.
I know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have all the way from Jamaica, Mr. Johnny Osborne playing 2:30 to 3:30.
Yo.
With Fata from France, the Soul System. And they are also playing that night. Look at that phone going off. Who's calling me now? So they're also playing that night, Neck of the Woods.
Neck
and
the
that's kind of like, you know, unofficial party, you know, after party thing. You know, if people want to get their tickets to that,
we'll be
there afterwards. Jaffa Mafia are doing sounds for that too.
Oh, true. Yep.
So
cool.
We're all going to be, it's going to be a long day, mate.
Yeah.
Long day.
He's the king of the toast, though. You know, like,
right.
He's, yeah. It'll be great to see him and, like, being able to see him there, like, in the park and everything, and then seeing him
in the club
venue as well.
Yeah.
It'll be real nice, I reckon.
Yep.
So exciting.
That is really rad. It's going to be a great day. I implore everybody to come to Albert Park and just celebrate a beautiful thing that is marijuana. Right?
Right on.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
We'll
see you there.
And thank you very much, Bridge, for coming on in. I know you're passionate about the subject, mate.
Yeah, always.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.